Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. We have made it. And the jobs are great. They are so great, they are unbelievable, those numbers. Which would lead me to believe they just might be, you know, unbelievable. Unemployment is down from 4.2% to 4.1%. The current presidential meat puppet is telling us, well, you know, I created more jobs than anybody ever created in the history of creating jobs. Okay. You didn't actually create those jobs. I mean, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on a Friday especially, but you didn't create those. Those are jobs that just came back when COVID theater had run its course. You know, after COVID theater stopped being performed every day, everywhere, all of a sudden people said, oh, well, I guess I better go back to work. But I digress. So huge job now. 250,000 instead of 130, and that's great. It's all wonderful. But is it just me? Or have you noticed that these numbers invariably get adjusted one way or the other, whichever is the uglier way at the time that's, most opportune for the administration? Well, anyway, look, I don't know. You know, there are numbers involved. I'm not a numbers guy. However, Dr. Dave Brad is a numbers guy. Dr. Dave Brad has been a numbers guy all his life, a professor of economics, dean of the business school at Liberty University, the senior vice president for something, and the provost for something. I mean, there are a lot of good titles in there. Oh, he's congressman for a couple of years. We know him as Dave, because on Fridays he just drops by as Dave, and we talk about all this, nothing on behalf of Liberty. But I do remind everybody, if your kids are thinking about college, you better put Liberty on the list. That's me speaking, not Dave. But I got a sneaking suspicion he probably agrees. Good afternoon, Dr. Brad.
Good afternoon, brother. How are we doing today?
Well, I just heard we're doing great with these jobs numbers, man. Everything's good. It's time to move on and stop complaining about stuff.
Yeah, and I know. If you go look at the chart and you go a few years back, you'll see a huge downward trend. And so this is up from the past, but as you said, this was 250 to the plus side, but they just downgraded a million to the downside. Oh. And they've added 800,000 government jobs. All these jobs are part-time, by the way. All the net new jobs for the past year are part-time. All the net new jobs for the past 4 years have gone to foreign-born workers. And so when you ask American citizens, how are you doing? The answer is not too good. And I just looked up some data on Philly the other day, Philadelphia, you know, Pennsylvania, because that's a key state coming up.
Yep.
And the very interesting statistics, the lower the income bracket there, the more folks are headed toward the Republican Party. And it's not really the old Republican Party, right? I don't get into the reds and the blues and all that stuff. There's a realignment. There's a populist realignment going on that's picking up black, brown, blue-collar workers, the poor. They know the word is out, right? Yeah. Everybody's getting a better deal than them. Ask Appalachia how they're doing right now after the hurricane. Mm-hmm. 5 days later, 6 days later into it, they got nothing. They spent $1 billion on FEMA for illegal immigrants, $980 million. And so there's no money left for Americans who are now without oxygen, water, cell phone coverage. They're stranded, and we're doing nothing. And so that, you know, I mean, just go read the news, folks. Go make sure you're reading the news, and you'll get a picture of what's going on.
I love the realignment talk, Dave, because if we go back just a few years, and I always reference the fact that you and I think, are exactly the same age. When we were kids, fundamentally, those of us who were blue-collar families, well, we were Democrats. It's just the way it was, because the Democrats were the party of the working people, and guys went to work with lunchboxes and not briefcases, and the very wealthy, we were told, they were all the country club people. They were the Republicans. And now we are at a point, as you point out, where it's taken on a very real populist tone. It may still be us and them, but it's a very different us and them in terms of affiliation and affinity.
Yeah, no, well, we at the CEO Summit, which we were kind enough to attend and then give us some shout-outs, but we had a guy, Andy Puzder. He was the CEO of CKE Industries, otherwise known as Hardee's and Carl's Jr. And, you know, on this show, I've covered, right, Harris a few weeks back said, I've got all the Fortune 100 behind me. Mm-hmm. That's not Republican. And then all the Magnificent Seven firms, go, if you don't know these terms, go look them up, especially young people, because that's the world you're living in. Yeah. But all the big tech, right, Apple and Zuckerberg and Facebook and Twitter and all these things, Twitter's the exception. Yeah. But they're all leftist, right? Mm-hmm. The market value of those Magnificent Seven firms is bigger than any European index combined.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And so that is a wow moment. And then Andy Puzder also broke down Larry Fink at BlackRock, right? Mm-hmm. That's the $10 trillion man. This is a real number I'm saying. He manages $10 trillion worth of funds. So you send your money into your pension funds. They give them off to BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard. And they manage about every firm you can think of, their money. And so the CEO is in charge of running the company. But guess what? The BlackRocks and the Vanguards and State Streets, they vote the shares. Mm-hmm. And so they're putting huge pressure on these huge firms to go ESG, which all sounds neat, right? The environment, social governance and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But this is true. Here's one example. Exxon has been forced by their board of governors to put pressure on their CEO to get out of the oil business. They got to be carbon neutral by 2050. Right? So I'm just telling you, and the same is true with mobile and whatever now. So that's when we talk about the $10 trillion man and the pressure they're putting on American companies to do absurd things. There's no replacement, right, for oil and natural gas. And now the left is going pro-nuclear only because their Fortune 100 and the Magnificent Seven need AI, artificial intelligence, and that needs huge energy reserves to cool things.
That's right.
Huge.
That's right.
And so they're all aligned with the globalists and the Finks and the BlackRocks, et cetera, in this country, and the billionaires around the world. And it ain't on the Republican side of the House, let me tell you.
That's right.
And that crew is also aligned with censorship, and the liberals are gone, right? The liberals, I used to eat lunch with 100 liberals every day, right? We had fun. They didn't know economics, but they were, you know, smart in literature and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
And I enjoyed their company. We had fun. But there's no liberals. The liberals used to care, like you just said. They used to care about the working man. They used to care about they used to care about censorship, freedom of speech, FISA. They used to care about wars, no wars. They were the no war guys. Yep. Now they got us in every war under the sun on behalf of the globalists, and it's fairly straightforward.
It is straightforward. I mean, you're talking about liberal, and sometimes these labels have been misinterpreted. We're talking about that classical liberal. I think in this day and age, probably the close.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
closest we're going to come. Bill Maher, as crazy as, it, as he is on certain things, I mean, he's a libertarian, but he's also a libertine. But I think he has really classic liberal tendencies. Look, he wants people to speak freely. He wants to be able to offend you. And you have the right to say, you know what, I'm not buying tickets to your show. Bobby Kennedy, I think, is a classical liberal. Tulsi Gabbard, in many ways, is a classical liberal. And you see where they are. They're standing with Donald Trump at this point.
Yeah, well, it's funny you mentioned Bill Maher, right? Because he's still, you know, in the liberal school, and he'll, you know, mock us conservatives here and there. But the key indicator for me is if you have a sense of humor. Like, you never stop laughing on your show. That's a very healthy sign of being a human being, right? And so the left, now, the neo-Marxist crew, they are involved in an ideology that is so toxic and full of hate.
Yes.
And the Judeo-Christian crew is not like that.
That's right.
And we're terrible at politics, right? I'm at liberty now because I was terrible at politics because I hate it. Yeah. I don't like the knife fights and all that stuff, right? I'd rather just smile and try to like everybody and sell them on my ideas.
That's right.
But unfortunately, when you got a trunk of gold dumped on your head, you lose. And so
that's all right. If the CEO summit is any indication, I would say you are doing just fine where you are, sir.
Yeah, no, that's right. And it's the same thing. We got good people coming that are just got big, huge hearts, and they care about people, and we're doing good in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't care where I am. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, you're a good man. I mean, fundamentally, and all, not politics, not this, not that, you're a good man. And I think this world, just speaking personally, I think this world needs more good men and more good women who have that grounding.
Yeah.
And have the ability. I don't know that I've ever had lunch with 100 liberals at a time, but I've had a lunch or two with a liberal or two. And you know what? They've got to tell us to leave because we're having such a good time and we are laughing and we're arguing, right?
And
at the end of it, I mean, they are liberals, so we did have to pick up the checks, I know. But it was a good time. And I'd like to think we could get back to that. I don't know. I pray that we can. We'll see how that goes.
No, we may, but it you know, I just pray it doesn't take a disaster. I mean, this Iran situation right now is existential for real.
Yep.
There are missiles flying back and forth. The U.S. is now providing missiles that will be being shot into mainland Russia. Never a good idea. And the folks who still think that Ukraine has a shot, they're just deluded. They don't know the data.
Right.
The idea that a little blip of good people, right, those Ukrainian people, the boys, there's a million dead.
Yep.
You know, think of your own sons and daughters right now. They're dead.
That's right.
A million dead and injured in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And for what? And you know what the answer is? It's a lot of minerals underneath that soil. The farmland's being sold off. 30% is already owned by American BlackRock-type firms. Yeah, and so that's what's going on in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And you got to wake up, America. You got to smell the coffee and figure out what is really going on, because if you've got any sense of decency, you'll get on the right side of the football.
Absolutely. Now, Dave, here's my goal as we move forward on Fridays. I want us, because we talk about some pretty heavy stuff, I want us to end on that up note. And
yeah.
I want to give you an opportunity. I know you're never here speaking on behalf of Liberty University, but
yeah.
Having spent a couple of days out there, I've told everybody I know, if they have children, if they have grandchildren, they have a neighbor who's got a kid, they've got to explore Liberty as an option. So for folks who maybe are thinking about it for the first time, is the best thing a website? How can they do that?
Yeah, well, they can just go see who is at, you know, just go to liberty.edu/CEO summit.
Okay.
And you'll see a lot of the folks that joined us. I don't like saying it ahead of time because, unfortunately, you got wackos in this world that come and nuke you.
That's right.
No matter what you do, you try to do good works. And so just, liberty.edu/CEO summit. And you'll see the folks that we had come join us. And they're just phenomenal leaders and business folks at the top of the world. And yet they're humble. The top guy we had with us is huge. He spent 3 days and spent it talking to our students in groups because the students just flooded the guy.
Yeah.
And so when you get the really good people That's what they do. And so, and that's what Liberty provides, right? So it's a big deal.
Well, you want to talk about humble. I'll tell you another guy that just blew my socks off. I'm way over time, but I just got to share this with you. Billy Graham's, one of his
Edward.
Yep. Edward Graham. Goodness gracious.
Wow. Right. He was hilarious, too. Hilarious.
Yeah. Just a
he made fun of himself the whole time, right?
Absolutely.
That's
and that self-deprecating humor, man. Oh,
yep.
Spot on.
Yep.
Spot on.
Yep.
Hey, Dave, I know I keep you too long, and then you keep me too long, and we have a great time. I know I'm out of time, but I always appreciate you being here, man, and because it will annoy, if nobody else, the editor of Mother Jones Magazine. Have yourself a blessed weekend, all right?
Yeah, you be blessed too, Jeff Katz. You're a good brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. That is Dr. Dave Bratt, Liberty University. His opinions are all his own, but I'm telling you, liberty.edu, you want to check it out if you've got kids or grandkids looking at a school or thinking about college. 3:48, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.